Won't you realize, Margot, that my entire usefulness to the organized forces of law and police lies in my remaining outside those forces, in remaining always the shadow?
Lay your hands on the radio! Lay your hands on the radio, band, home!
It was the world's strangest accident. While testing a new rocket ship, our heroes were bombarded by mysterious cosmic rays from outer space. Though they crash-landed safely, the strange and powerful rays had changed each one of them, transforming their leader, Reed Richards, into the plastic-skinned Mr. Fantastic. Sue Richards into the Now You See Her, Now You Don't, Invisible Girl. And Ben Grimm into a mighty-muscled powerhouse called The Thing. Now together with
Awesome Log,
the newest member of the group, they have become the greatest team of superheroes the world has ever known.
Idag är du Thomas som håller trådarna igen.
Ja, jag tänkte prata lite grann om Isaac Newton denna gång.
This scene deals with the subject many fathers find so difficult, wet dreams and the explanation of physical intercourse in the marriage union. The boy might be as young as 9 or as old as 14, and his age should govern the amount of detail given.
No, Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella. Yes, sir, maybe this is a good idea, chance for us to have a little talk.
Why, sure, Dad, what's cooking?
You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?
Yeah, I remember, Dad.
No. Remember I told you that when two people get married, they become like one person, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, Dad.
Well, I guess that didn't make too much sense then.
Well, I have sort of wondered about it a couple times since.
Well, to begin with, you ought to know the medical terms for certain parts of the body. When a doctor speaks of the male organ, he calls it a penis.
Yeah, I know that already, Dad.
Now, this organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how carefully God planned everything for a particular purpose.
Oh, I don't get you.
Well, when a man and a woman are married, Bob, they love each other very much. And in showing their love, their instinct is to embrace each other as if, well, as if to try to become the one person God intended them to be. This embrace by the husband and wife arouses in each a great desire for physical oneness. And that's exactly the way God planned it. For the penis of the husband actually passes within his wife's body.
Gee, is that what happens when people get married?
That's right. Now, when the penis has entered, it ejects a fluid which contains the seed, or the sperm, as the doctors call it. It's formed in two little sacs beneath the penis, which we call the testicles. Now, one of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, son. No, it's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that to waste the seed deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. But wet dreams, as we call them, are very different. You see, the body manufactures that fluid all the time. And when the supply becomes too great, as it does sometimes before men are married, nature opens a sort of a safety valve in your sleep, and it passes off.
Oh, but, Dad, why do fellas get these feelings before they get married?
In order to make sure this old world would be populated, God made the desire of man for woman one of the strongest of all human instincts. Something like the way he made food taste good, so that we'd be sure to get our vitamins each day.
Golly, the way he figured everything out.
Yeah, he sure did. But now here's the important thing. This feeling of desire was instituted for its own special purpose in God's scheme of things. Whenever you feel the stirrings of desire within you, now just remember that God is getting your body ready for the great calling of fatherhood, to be his partner in creation. So guard that desire, something holy. Don't waste it. Keep it unspoiled for the girl who someday will be your wife. Get it?
I got it, Dad.
Fine. And now, about any of those thoughts you were talking about, don't let them worry you. When they come, and they will every so often, remember that you can always knock them kicking with a simple 1-2 punch, a quick little prayer, and then some work. Any work or sport, as long as it's hard. Hey, which reminds me, how about coming out in the back and seeing if you can sneak that new curve past me the way you did last Saturday, huh?
Oh, go on, that's easy. You couldn't hit that curve if it was a basketball.
Eh, trouble with you kids. You think anyone over 21 has to travel in a wheelchair. Ouch. It was a confounded back of mine.
Come on, Dad, let's go.
Jag hade i mitt sällskap två pålitliga starka män. Vi hade lämnat byn i tysthet. Den mardrömslika krypande döden. Bära den ensam. Vi färdades i en liten bil. Och den här lurande skräcken dvaldes i den övergivna och avskydda Martensegården.
Oh, that was good.
So what else, folks? I smoke. if this bothers anyone, I recommend you looking around the world in which we live and shutting your fucking mouth.
I called the phony promoter. While visiting the site of the upcoming Olympic Games, I met a sporting goods manufacturer who was making a new stock offering. His prospectus showed the equipment for a brand new sport he'd invented. He went on to say he was going to make sure the equipment and the sport caught on because he planned to place the game on the agenda of the Olympic Games. He even had patents on the equipment. But I suggested he drop the idea altogether. In a moment, I'll tell you why. In the case of the phony promoter, no individual can simply place a sport on the agenda of the Olympic Games. The game must be tested by athletes, then accepted by an international body. He lost this game.
Listen again to Ellery Queen's Minute Mysteries.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town, made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving, you know the kind I need. Then serve them with your hugging, some coffee, some cream. Hotcakes and sausage, kiss me honeydew. Cause your brand new loving brought me home to you. Put my pinto shatter down, said a sad goodbye. Said so long to pals in town, a tear was in my eye. I took a shift to Paris, France, stopped to see a vet. I asked her for a bite to eat.
She gave him crepes, Suzette.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage, will you? Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Come on, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. I took a trip to ancient Rome, travels night and day. I got so lonesome for my home, the reason she would say, oh, Casadine, you are so belladone. I asked her for hotcake sausage.
She gave them rigatone.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown, hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. Plane took me to Old Berlin, flew down through the sky. When we landed, I went in to see what I could buy. I found a big brown eye in town. Your food is good, no doubt. I said, I'd like my hotcakes brown.
She gave him sauerkraut.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage, I said. Rip them upside down. I'm so tired of rolling. Going from town to town. I made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving. You know the cat I mean. Dead server, Mr. Huggins. Some coffee, some cream. Pancakes and sausage. Kiss me, honey, too. Cause your brand of loving brought me home to you.